We begin with an ABC exclusive tonight. There's scientific evidence that at least 10 Australian sunscreen brands, which claim to be free of nanomaterials, have unknowingly been using nanomaterials in their products. Nanomaterials are controversial, and some people fear them, so parts of the sunscreen industry have taken to boasting that they're nano-free. PM's been told that the manufacturer which supplied the key ingredient misled the brands. At least one of those brands has recalled its product as a result of the claims. The manufacturer accused of misleading its sunscreen customers is now the subject of a formal complaint to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, but it denies the allegations. Rachel Carbonell has the story.
Australians are more likely to develop skin cancer than anyone else in the world, and as a result, the sunscreen market here is worth millions of dollars. But just what's in the sunscreens we put on our skin to protect ourselves is becoming more and more of a concern. In particular, the use of nanoparticles. They're tiny particles which measure just billionths of a metre in size. That's thousands of times smaller than a strand of human hair. Metal oxides are the key ingredients in many sunscreens. Reducing them to nano size makes the sunscreen clear when it's rubbed on skin. Not everyone is convinced these nanomaterials are safe. Thomas Faunce is a professor of law and medicine at the Australian National University. He's an advocate of nanotechnology innovation, but has deep reservations about its use in some products, like sunscreen.
There are significant concerns in relation to the way nanoparticles damage cellular tissue, and I don't think there's been enough studies to conclusively say that they're safe in all applications to human beings.
But the industry regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, says the current weight of evidence suggests that nanoparticles in sunscreens don't penetrate the skin, and calls for labelling of nanomaterials in sunscreens have so far been rejected in Australia. Nevertheless, a new market has emerged on the back of consumer concerns about nanoparticles. Many sunscreen brands are seeking a competitive edge by promoting themselves as nano-free. Today, a complaint has been lodged with the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, alleging at least 10 of those brands have been misled and have been inadvertently using nanomaterials in their so-called nano-free sunscreens. At the heart of the complaint is Western Australian company Antaria, which produces a product called Zinclear IM that's used in sunscreens. It's a zinc oxide ingredient, which the company claimed was not nano, but it seems that may not have been the case. Dr. Gregory Crocetti is a nanotechnology campaigner with Friends of the Earth.
We're alleging that Antaria have misled the stock market and, importantly, sunscreen brand customers, and then indirectly the Australian public, by marketing Zinclear IM as a non-nano ingredient.
The National Measurement Institute sent a number of sunscreen samples to a synchrotron in the United States to measure the metal oxide particles in them. Its report revealed that several sunscreens which used Antaria's Zinclear IM product and claimed to be nano-free did in fact contain nanomaterials.
It does appear that Zinclear IM is an aggregate or a cluster, is made up of clusters of nanoparticles. And by marketing that as non-nano to customers and to the share market, it's not right.
It's an issue Friends of the Earth has a significant stake in. Since 2008, it has been producing a safe sunscreen guide, listing which brands do and don't use nanomaterials. The discovery that some of the brands it had been vouching for as nano-free did in fact contain nanomaterials forced it to pulp the guide. Now Friends of the Earth has lodged a misleading and deceptive conduct complaint against Antaria with the ACCC. The complaint is being supported by the Australian Council of Trade Unions and the Public Health Association of Australia.
Friends of the Earth are seeking damages through our ACCC complaint to the tune of somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000.
Antaria declined to be interviewed for this story. When the ABC first contacted the company about the allegations, Antaria suggested the nanomaterials identified in the testing may have come from the process used to make the sunscreens, but a second report has cast doubt on that claim.
In February of this year, we received a written statement from Antaria confirming the patent that's the basis of the Zinclear IM product. We took that patent to the experts, to the National Measurement Institute, and they looked at this patent and compared it to international definitions and concluded that zinc clear IM is in fact a nanomaterial.
Antaria then told the ABC that it had changed its formula, but declined to answer questions about when and why the formula changed. Later, in a formal letter to Friends of the Earth, the chairman of Antaria, Rad Dudurovic, said,
"We reject the assertions made in your correspondence which allege that we misled the public regarding zinclear IM. In particular, we confirm that zinclear IM dispersion is of a non-nanoparticle size."
Mukti Botanicals is one of the brands which has been using Antaria's zinclear IM in one of its products. It gave this statement to the ABC.
"While not scientifically proven, there are concerns about the potential for nanoparticles to be toxic to both human beings and the environment. As a result of Antaria's alleged error, Mukti Organic Skincare has decided to take the regrettable action of recalling its tinted moisturiser with sunscreen from hundreds of retail stores and beauty salons around Australia and overseas."
Of the brands which were sampled for testing by the National Measurement Institute, two Invisible Zinc sunscreens and one Cancer Council sunscreen, which all purported to be nano-free, showed up as containing nanomaterials. But the Cancer Council's own routine independent testing contradicts the NMI results, and Chief Executive Ian Olver is far more concerned about the damage that could be done to the public health message about skin cancer.
"Well, there's a danger that the sun protection message is being lost, and we know for a fact that 1,800 people die of skin cancer each year. We don't have any evidence that nanoparticles in sunscreens have caused any harm at all."
However, Professor Olver is supportive of the consumer push for nanomaterials to be labelled in sunscreens, and the issue remains contentious internationally. The New Zealand Environmental Protection Agency recently declared that nanomaterials in sunscreens and cosmetics will now have to be labelled by 2015.
Rachel Carbonell. There'll be more on that story on ABC One's 7:30 tonight.